Blog Talk Radio.
Freedom, we ain't got nothing. Justice, ain't got nothing.
Cowboy Crazy. We're going to be giving you guys all the latest and greatest. Well, I don't know about the latest, but some of the greatest, definitely in my mind, of the country music. We're also going to be diving back into the politics that we were talking about, trying to give everybody a better scope of the candidates. And we're going to be talking about the latest in sports, NFL trades, music, especially country, like I said today, and then introduce some new artists to you guys. You guys, you know, may not know. Some of them are pretty mainstream, but yeah, welcome to the show, man. We appreciate you guys hanging out. Guest call-in number, write it down. I know a couple people were looking for it last time. Guest call-in number is 516-418-5758. Once again, 516-418-5758. Broadcasting live. This is live. About 4 seconds behind real time by the time you guys hear us. From the Center State Studios on Lee Street. Today's show is brought to you by Cricket. Cricket Wireless. The greatest thing since sliced bread. Anyways, Cowboy Crazy, man. We're in the building. Rel and Randy Show. Give us a call. 516-418-5758. We'll be here all day, but you only got the opportunity to call us from 6 to 7. Right now, we're going to play Brooke Eden's Daddy's Money. It's a pretty good song. Check it out.
About every dollar, no silver spoon, but the right attitude. Getting it on my own, yeah. I ain't ever had daddy's money. Didn't come from the land of milk and honey. Everything I got working to the bone, to the bone, to the bone. I ain't taking, I'm making my living. What's mine is mine. It ain't ever been given. I got it all, honey, but I ain't ever had daddy's money.
Chick I've never really heard about, but she was pretty good. Today I got a co-host with me. Her name is Heather. You guys can call her G-Ma because that's what I call her. She's going to be helping me out today because, like always, the other half of this show is late and he's not here right now, so I can talk some major trash about him. This guy shows up about 25% of the time. He's texting me right now. But look at this guy.
You gotta keep talking while you're reading your text.
Yeah, sorry. anywho, number, man. Here, the number is 516-418-5758. God, I just gave it to you. Anyways, yeah, man. So we opened the show with Big Crit, Shake 'Em Off. It's one of my favorite artists. Me and him together like Big Crit. So I figured, hey, man, I'm going to play this in honor of our friendship in this show. And guess what? He's not here to see it or hear it. So anyways, that's how that goes. But like I said, I have my co-host here today who will be helping me.
Uh-oh.
Come on in. Clay Diesel's here in the building. Come on, man. But yeah, like I said, this is the Rel and Randy show. You know, regardless if it's just
It's the G-Mon Randy show.
Yeah. Regardless if he's here or not, guest call in 516-418-5758. Today we're going to be talking about Trump. We're going to be talking about Hillary. We did a little bit about that last week. I think it's more important for us to talk about them due to the fact that they're leading the race and they've got the most delegates in their party. And I don't know if Bernie truly stands a chance, or if Ted Cruz or any of the other guys stand a chance on the other side. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think anybody has a chance. It's right. Going to be Hillary and Trump.
Right. So pick the lesser of them two evils right now. But after that, well, actually before that, we're going to start talking about some instant impact free agents in the NFL already. And then we're going to dive
Bills.
In. Go Bills. Yeah. Go Pack. Go Cowboys. Get a better quarterback.
Yeah.
Cowboy crazy. Yeah, that's the episode for sure. But yeah, and along the way, we're going to be bringing you guys all the country music that we can bring. I should have loaded up some of the good songs I had. We haven't had Weatherman Joe in the studio yet, but we definitely need to get him in here on a Country Munchin Monday.
He calls me G-Ma too.
Yeah, he does. He does call you G-Ma. But yeah, anyways, just real quick, I'm going to start naming off some teams and who they've signed just to try to give you guys a little boost if this is indeed your teams. The Buffalo Bills signed tackle Cordy Glenn. I don't know who that is. And guard Richie Incognito, which is the guy who got in all that trouble in Miami.
That's his name, Incognito?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yep. The Dolphins they get Mario Williams from the Bills. Go figure. New England, they signed wide receiver Chris Hogan. Pretty good pickup. Running back Matt Forte went to the Jets. Crap. What's that? Eric Weddle. Yeah, Eric Weddle. He's going to Baltimore. Cornerback Adam Jones signs back to Cincinnati. Demario Davis, linebacker, goes to Cleveland Browns. Tight end Ladarius Green goes to Pittsburgh. What's up with Heath Miller? Brock Osweiler goes to Houston, Texas, which is a big move. I thought he was going to stay back there in Denver, but go figure, he didn't. Tight end Dwayne Allen goes to Indianapolis. Safety Sean Gibson, he's going to Jacksonville. Ben Jones, the center. Nobody really cares about offensive linemen. I don't even know why I name those guys.
Are these guys all free agents? Or
no, they've been signed. Yeah, they've all been signed. The draft has not happened yet, but there was a guy who ran a pretty quick time, and it's pretty impressive class so far. So, yeah. Anyways, the offensive tackle, Russell Okung, is going to the Denver Broncos, which is the only person dumb enough to go there after they lost everybody. Offensive tackle. I'm not even going to read that off. Kansas City Chief people. Sorry, Derek. Mitchell Schwartz, that's who you guys got. Oakland Raiders got defensive end Bruce Irvin. Pretty good pickup. Wide receiver Travis Benjamin goes to San Diego. Go ahead, Mike. He kind of sucks. I don't think he's that good. Defensive tackle for the Cowboys, Cedric Thornton. Whatever. Oliver Vernon, defensive end, goes to the New York Giants. Brandon Brooks, the guard, who cares, goes to Philadelphia. Linebacker Junior Gallant goes to Washington Redskins. Danny Trevathan, right here from Leesburg, right up the street from us, Rel's friend. Hopefully we're going to have him on the show. He goes to Chicago, my arch enemy, but who cares.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah. Defensive end Mike Daniel stays in Green Bay. Not too big of a splash there. Alex Boone, guard, Minnesota. Alex Mack, center, Falcons. Defensive end Charles Johnson, he stays with Carolina. Tight end Kobe Fleener goes to New Orleans. I guess they're trying to get something to replace Jimmy Graham. Guard J.R. Sweezy goes to Tampa Bay. Evan Mathis is the guard that's going to Arizona. That's a good pickup for them. They needed to get a good guard. Let's see. Oh, cornerback. Let's see. Tremaine Johnson is going to Los Angeles Rams. Los Angeles Rams. Sounds weird, but it is happening indeed. I'm not even going to read these guys. They're all guards. Jeremy Lane, cornerback, Seattle. All right. Well, that are the major splashes. Anywho, I got you, Mike. Here, I'm going to get you real quick. We got a caller. We're going to go to the lines. And then after that, we're going to dive right back into our country music. Here we go. What it do? Welcome to the Rel and Randy Show. Hello?
Hey, what's up, man? Just sitting there listening to some country and hanging out. You know, figured I'd call up a boss, tell him about the new U-shaped Wranglers I've been locking lately, man. I'm telling you what, boy, he's up here. They fit nice and tight and just right, I promise you that. this is weird, my phone right here. If you're going to be a homebody, and you got to have a house party. Yeah, you know. All right, man, I'll talk to you later, man. Later
all
on,
right.
Buddy.
Later on, buddy.
Not done.
Oh, well, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Mike? It's Randy.
Hey.
Just wanted to call and needed somebody to talk to, man. I got the herpes. And, yeah. So, anyways, talk to you later, man.
All right. That was definitely my buddy Mike calling in, man. Nice to hear from you. In honor of that, we're going to play some Sam Hunt because I think he's the only guy who can clearly deal with the emotional status that Mike has nowadays. It's called Break Up in a Small Town. Sam Hunt's always got these long freaking titles for his songs, But that's what we're going to play right now. Break Up in a Small Town by Sam Hunt. Check it out.
I knew I'd see her around. I'd be at some party, she'd show up and I'd be walking out. Across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up, she'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxima with the sticker on the back. I'd ask, like I didn't see her. We'd pay at the same pumps, flip through the same stations, slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. But we just needed some time. She could get on with her life, and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess it's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends, and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave. For a while, I guess they were keeping it low key. But now it's like the county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together. And it's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone, but she didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess it's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. Sitting there with him, and I wanna jump out, I wanna fight, I wanna take that guy, but I can't, it's my fault, and I let her go. I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess it's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So then give me the go around. There's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along. You gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
Right back to it, just in time, like usual. Today's show is also brought to you by, who are we going to bring it to him by? Arizona Tea, maybe. I think that'll be the one. We usually get, oh, where, what's going on here? Oh. All right. Anywho. Yeah, today's show brought to you by Arizona Tea. That was Sam Hunt, Break Up in a Small Town. That was a story about me and Mike. I actually wrote that for Sam Hunt, and he's very appreciative about, you know, the depth I went into about, you know, me and Mike's previous relationship. It was tough. Look at, come on in, buddy.
You're fired.
We got GMA replacing you. And I just played Sam Hunt, too, man.
Yeah.
I just played some Sam Hunt.
On the way here, I was like, man, he's going to play the worst country.
No, actually, I got some good country, man. I only played two songs so far, I think. Oh, wait, no. Yeah. I played some big crit to start the show.
Okay.
Rail's here. I'm catching him up on everything.
You want your headphone and mic back?
Yeah,
so I was just subbing for you.
I appreciate it.
I didn't do a whole lot of talking, though.
That's kind of like his job. He just comes
just
in here.
I just said, go Bill.
Oh, that's it?
That's about.
All right, guys. Guest call-in number, 516-418-5758. Guys, definitely call in. Holler at us. Let's keep this show moving. I already had a caller, you know, call in and talk about their U-shape and herps and this and that. I appreciate the call. Okay, I got you. Sounds good. It's about the shittiest show I think I've ever put on right here.
It hasn't been that long, though.
Hey.
Huh?
Fuck you, man. What's going on? I'm in here pulling some heavy fucking weight. My grandma's sitting next to me co-hosting, for Christ's sake. How far have we come? What kind of shit is this? I was going to fucking bring the show to you by hemorrhoid cream, but I had to keep it PG because grandma's sitting next to me. Jesus Christ. Yeah, forget it. Forget it all, man. It's Cowboy Crazy. This is season 2, episode 2 of the Rel and Randy Show. Well, formerly Rel and Randy Show. Now it's the fucking Randy and G-Maw Show.
That was the name?
Yeah.
G-Maw?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. That's what I call it. So, anywho, do some talking, man. Do a little monologue so I can fucking catch up.
I don't even know where we're at right now.
This is horrible.
Seriously, man. This has been a rough day. Listen, everybody. It's been a really rough day today. I'm telling you. Really, really rough. And then it don't make it no better that traffic is horrible in Orlando. All
right. Well, fuck it. I'm going to play another song.
Did you just play a song?
I did.
Well, let's go. Let's talk. Let's get it going. What we got up here? We got Wale's Plan to Release.
Hey, man, you're dipping into my stuff. You're supposed to be doing the sports stuff. Although I did do free agents.
Okay.
I did dive into free agents. I discussed all of the big splashes in free agents. Pretty much the biggest one I saw was Mario Williams went to Miami, which is horrible.
But a defensive end from Miami, Vernon. He's a big deal. He went to the Giants.
Oh, really?
That probably was bigger. And Eric Forte going to, you know.
So. Yeah, that was a big move, Eric Weddle, blah, blah, blah. We already went through all that, man. You weren't here. Sorry.
Oh, it's all good, man.
Hey, this is the Rel and Randy Show. The number is 516-418-5758. Today, we're broadcasting from the Center State Production Studio. And this is also a show brought to you by dogshitorganization.com.
What?
If you have horrible organization skills, go there. That's where we plan our show. That's where we do everything in our fucking unorganized life. So we appreciate you guys. Go check them out. Thanks for investing in us. That's www.dogshitorganization.com.
Do not listen to him.
Wale plans to release 2 albums in 2016.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, he's got the self-made volume 4 that everybody expected to come out, but he's also got mixtape. I think it's going to be a mixtape, maybe an album. I don't know. It says an album. But it's going to be out. It's called Shine, which is an acronym that stands for Still Here Ignoring Negative Energy. Good. Great. Good for you, Wale.
Awesome.
One of my favorite artists. He's also got that chick Kehlani.
Yeah.
She's going to be working with him. Nez and Rio are also involved in
that's
the project.
What I like about him. He brings people in that a lot of people don't hear about.
Right.
And they make really good music, like Sam Du. Like, it took me a long time to find this guy's music. I was like, who is Sam Du?
So Wale pulled him out of the trenches.
Not really. That's the thing. He not really. Because he wrote a song for an artist. He didn't write a song. He did a song. And one of the R&B artists took the song. And it became super popular that way. But it was actually his song.
Right.
And it took me doing a lot of digging to actually find it out. So he actually found a lot of these guys. And actually, the guy Sam Du sings with like a, not a pop group, but it's kind of like eccentric. It's kind of weird. But really, really great voice, great guy. And I like that Wale brings those type of people into his music instead of always the, the more popular people. Like even when before Miguel really blew up, he had Miguel on one of his albums. So, it's pretty legit. So I'm pretty excited about that. I actually listen to his music a lot.
I was just listening on the radio on the way here. They was talking about greatest rapper of all time.
Right.
So some people got on there and started saying some outrageous stuff.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar.
Lil Wayne. Kendrick Lamar is not.
No. Kendrick Lamar endorsed Lil Wayne as the greatest rapper of all time. He said that's who it is. Some guy got on there with like Big Pun. And they was like,
good.
Yeah, and they were saying, well, they was like, well, what about his old body of work? They was like, well, you know, his career wasn't that long, but it was like for the time he was, his body of work was, you know, same thing as Biggie. Yeah, Biggie only put out, what, 2 albums, I think it was, but his body of work in them 2 albums was like, you know, was amazing. So
more songs worth the shit on 2 albums than a person with 6 albums has out.
Exactly.
Worth the crap, yeah.
I agree. So that was a pretty interesting conversation. Who else did they name one? Radio show they named
Jay-Z, I'm sure.
Yeah, Jay-Z was
Eminem, I'm sure.
Well, people was actually arguing the whole Eminem thing, but that was like,
well, Eminem is one of the, if not the greatest. It's the real thing with that whole who's the greatest artist, Tupac, Eminem, Jay-Z, Biggie, Lil Wayne. Like, Lil Wayne's the only person in the conversation from our day and age, only because of the way he raps. Literally changed hip hop, and he put more intellect into hip hop than people give him credit for.
Right.
They don't understand his metaphors, similes, idioms, hyperbole, blah blah. This bullshit. Nobody understands what he puts into it, and when you step back and you actually see what he does, it's amazing. So that's why I say he's one of the greatest, and he also takes punchline rapping and makes it a serious delivery. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As far as like, I can say a weird punchline, but still get to the point. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, I respect the guy.
And someone said Kanye West too, and the guy, his explanation was, it was like, think about what Kanye West has done each and every one of his albums. He was like, they're completely different. He was like, he's the only person.
He's pretty versatile.
Yeah, and they were like, he's the only person that comes out with a new sound every album. It's not the same.
He's come out with some shitty sounds here lately.
I agree. I mean, I'm not arguing on that. I mean, I don't like him personally. I think College Dropout and...
Ever since I seen the video with him and Kim Kardashian on that motorcycle in front of the green screen, I stopped listening to his shit.
I stopped listening to him before then.
Yeah, well, I just figured I'd give it at least one more shot.
Yeah, my favorite song by him was like Drive Slow, Homie.
New Slaves. That was a great song.
It was a good song.
You know, political, blah, 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 and that, like, you know, whatever. Anyways, man, I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here.
You got to make it on time, man, because
don't try to bash me.
Because listen, I'm pulling teeth with you.
I had a legit explanation.
You did. But nobody needs to know about that. They need to know about me struggling on air and the reasons for it.
Oh, I can't wait to listen to it. It was only like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, in like 10 minutes of that was horrible-ass country songs. Sam Hunt fucking crying.
What Sam Hunt song did you put on there?
Break Up in a Small
Town.
Why did
you put that song?
It's a pretty good song.
It's not a bad... You should use his acoustic... out here on the acoustic album.
Yeah,
some of the old songs on there.
He literally cries when he plays acoustic live.
Okay.
You know that?
No, but okay. I think you just pulled my leg right now.
I'm serious.
Okay.
He'd pull your middle leg. This guy's such a queer. Anywho.
He makes really good music.
Yeah, he's different. I'll give him that. And that's the only reason I put him on the little, you know, Cowboy Crazy episode.
All right. You guys make sure you tune into Nashville.
Yeah. I guess.
The TV show. It's a very good country music TV show. It talks about the industry and all that good stuff. It's really, 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 really good. So you guys tune in.
Guest call in number 516-418-5758. Give us a call. We're about to dive into a little bit more music. This is Chris Lane. Fix. What do you got?
Before that, if you have not followed us, blogtalkradio.com/RailRandy. Follow us on that. We got a lot of people follow us on Facebook, which we appreciate. We're not complaining, but we need those people also to go and follow us on that website. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate the support that we already have. You know what I'm saying? But make sure you follow us on our Blog Talk page. All right.
Appreciate you. Here we go. Chris Lane, Fix. Check it out.
Hey girl, you know what you've been missing? Me. personal. I make you feel invincible. I'm more than recreational. I'm what you need. I'll be your smooth ride that late night. You walk the white high. I'll be your substance that's so right. Get you falling in love at the end of the night with that goodies, that long dream, that sugar.
Pretty good, like, I don't know, it was like 3 months ago he put that out, but it was definitely a pretty decent song. I liked it. You know, your boy, you be digging in a little country files and be finding some gems. But,
we need to go some super old school country.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, some people, Hank, some people don't really like that pop country music. They think that, don't listen to goddamn pop. That ain't country music. That's pop.
Yeah. I guess.
No, for real. I've heard some people say it.
Hey, did you see those new Air Jordan Horizons?
No, I'm not into that crap.
Murdered out, crocodile like.
And someone gonna go spend $200 on them.
I think they're like $300.
Yeah, they gonna go. People gonna buy them.
I already ordered mine.
Yeah.
Idiot. Shit's legit. I didn't order that shit. I don't have money for that. Are you kidding me? Nobody fucking endorses this show except for Goodwill, and they give us fucking free clothes. It's got holes in them.
Look at
this shirt.
I like that shirt.
Yeah, thanks, Goodwill, for giving us all the extras you guys got in the back. Nobody ever
What's
bought.
Up with Mike?
Mike, he actually called into the show and was talking shit.
Yeah?
It's good to have him listening, at least.
Okay, that's awesome.
I don't know.
Okay.
He's just an ass, you know, and that's pretty much there. That's all there is to it. Other than that, I mean, I don't know. Oh, shit, peeking. But, yeah, you know Negative Mike. He calls in, gives you a few, you know, and then he fucking hangs up and never calls back. But, yeah, let's jump into this shit, man. Let's jump into what do you want to talk about, man? You got sports. You want me to jump into this Hillary versus Trump shit?
I mean, we can run through the sports real quick. There's not much going on. I mean, it's not much going on. There's a lot going on.
Okay.
Well, San Antonio Spurs and Golden State Warriors played a couple of days ago.
Right.
Pretty low scoring game.
Right.
Slash epic, though.
Right.
It was a really good game. Steph Curry didn't get, the whole team, the whole Golden State team didn't get any 3 points off that was uncontested. Like, it was, like, crazy. Like, LaMarcus Aldridge was playing at 3-point line. Tim Duncan was playing at 3-point line. They was guarding him at half court.
Right.
So, I mean, it was a really, really good game. And so I really can't wait for the playoffs to start. If anyone's not watching, you should be watching. It's March Madness, though. All the upsets. Was Michigan State got upset?
Kansas was out? Or Kentucky?
Kentucky's out.
They had a shitty up and down season anyway.
But it don't matter. It's Kentucky.
Yeah, that's true.
No one really, you know what I'm saying? Texas A&M had the greatest 60-second comeback in college hoop history. And if you guys missed that last night, you suck.
Yeah, I beat my meat to that later. That was awesome.
This guy.
I went to school there. You know.
Oh yeah,
for,
I know you're talking about that.
Yeah, I mean nothing crazy. It wasn't like on campus. I was on a separate campus and didn't get to do any of the cool shit. But still, go Texas A&M Aggies, baby.
Go Aggies. Yeah. It don't matter.
Hey, let's talk about how fucking Orlando is like the fourth worst team in the Eastern Division. Let's talk about that for a second.
It's nothing much to talk about.
Yeah, I know.
I love Orlando. That's my squad.
They were in sixth at one point in time on the East.
Yeah, they can't close out games.
No, they can't.
So, I mean,
they need to get a veteran.
But anyway, so Golden State is 62-7 right now.
Right.
And right now, they're trying to beat the 96 Bulls.
Right.
Was it 96 Bulls? The 72-10 record?
Yeah.
96?
Yeah.
I'm probably wrong. But, you know, they're trying to – well, I don't think they're trying to beat that record, but they just
– I think
right
now
they on pace.
They know about it. They acknowledge it. It's not like they're trying to pretend.
Yeah,
like
so basically they can't lose any – well, they can match it by losing three more games. But if they finish out, win 10 – actually, I think they could do it, honestly. I think they can not lose the rest of the season.
I don't know. I see them winning another championship.
I do. I mean, like they got to play. They got to play the Spurs, though. That's the thing. So, I mean, that's going to be the difficult thing. And so, it's going to be good, though. I mean, right now, this was a historic. Remember, I was telling you when I was in California, I wanted to go watch Steph Curry and play in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to go see that just because of the history behind this whole entire. This is a historic season for them. This is a people going to talk about this forever in basketball history. And then people want to talk about Steph Curry forever and ever. And it's going to be a bunch of kids coming out now, just jacking up threes from now on.
Right.
You know, like, you know, when everybody come out, when LeBron came, everyone wanted to slash and dash and dunk.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying, be overall just an awesome player. You know, he has your Jordan.
It's going to be all about points. Points. From now on. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Just 3-pointers, too. I'm talking about jacking them for 50 feet. Like,
yeah.
It ain't nothing.
Yeah, of
course. Yeah, I mean.
Dickhead shooters.
Yeah.
Ones you fucking hate because it's just like, hey, I'm going to pass you the ball and I want you to pass it back to me. Oh, shit, he already shot it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn it, I hate the game of basketball. And that's what it's going to come down to. You're going to have a whole bunch of people that just constantly miss and then, you know, it's going to get boring as shit and then LeBron's going to come back in fucking 42 years old and start funking that shit from the free throw line.
That's probably going
to he's the greatest.
If people start shooting like that, if people start playing that way like Steph Curry, they could like legit have longer careers in the NBA.
Yeah, that's true though.
And they might
because they don't get
they
beat
should,
up so bad.
Exactly, and they should push back the 3-point line if it gets that serious.
Right.
Because you know at one point they never had a 3-point.
I think
line.
They should put a 4-pointer in the fucking game. Now that would be cool.
Wouldn't be fair because
it would be fair.
It wouldn't be fair.
Put that shit back at the half court line. About 3 steps in front of the half court line. Just fucking let
Steph
that thing
Curry go. Would like
who cares?
Shoot down.
Who cares? LeBron can make that shit from the other side of the court. You ever see those fucking Powerade or Gatorade commercials?
Yeah, but he can't do it. Imagine how many times he tried it.
Yeah, well, whatever. Hey, man, we got another call. I believe 619, that's Cali. Okay, great. Here we go. You ready for this shit?
Yep. It's only one person.
You tuned up and ready for this shit? Let's see. See how this goes. Oh, God.
Anthony Davis is down for the season, too, by the way.
Yikes. Hello, welcome to the Rel and Randy Show. What it do?
Don't ask what's up with me, son of a bitch. You were out here in California. You didn't come fucking see me, asshole. Taking your gay-ass selfies at Alcatraz. Fucking homo-ass.
Mike, you know how far away I was from San Diego?
Shut the fuck up. I flew all the way out there to do your stupid ass show. You can't even show up on time, asshole.
I was under restriction, man. It wasn't like I was on vacation.
Restriction.
I thought your
restriction was selfie sticks and shit.
I have a selfie stick. You count my arm as a selfie stick.
That's what I.
Yeah, that is a ghetto selfie stick.
Look, I'm sorry, Mike.
That is true. You
went
to Cali.
Too.
If I was in Cali, bro, I went to go see Mike.
I couldn't, bro. Like, I seriously could not.
Okay.
I mean. And I thought about it. I asked how far. I think I asked you how far is that from
Westfall? It's a pretty good hike, but still, man, it's worth it, man. You get to fucking San Diego. You get to hump his belly button. Get lost in fucking love, you know, the love tunnel.
Yeah, I'll give you that orca treatment since you like them so much. Crying about them last week and shit. The poor fucking
whales. Some people actually.
Can you believe they put them in little cages?
Oh, so y'all go double T right? Some people really care
those
about
whales
him,
to shut the fuck up. Flip for a pick, motherfucker. Get to work.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. I wish I could control the damn mouse right now and hang up on.
No. We can't hang up on negative Mike. He's got to hang up on good.
Because
you don't want to piss him off.
And I obviously hurt your feelings, Mike, and I really apologize.
Black Lives Matter.
We're going to rub
Billy. When the animals in the zoo start bitching. Got the black bears crying. You got the fucking panthers bitching. No one gives a fuck about the polar bears. I don't see the dolphins complaining. Fuck the goddamn orcas, you fucking bitches. Get to work. Make babies. Stop crying. Square meals a day. Fucking bitches. Fucking welfare ass orcas. They want to just run around.
Who is it? PETA?
I think he's projecting at this point in time. PETA, yeah.
Yeah, you got to take it up with PETA, man.
Yeah.
And the people that complain about it.
Yeah.
Apparently, the whale Tilikum is sick. He has a bacterial infection.
Oh, man. Wow.
Shoot him
That's
in
horrible.
The head. Put him to sleep. Yeah. We want to complain all the time. Put him
man,
in the
you
shark
know
tank. Then he'll stop bitching.
You can't do that, Mike.
Shark
tank? They eat sharks. You know that, right?
Orcas do not eat sharks, you dummy. Stay
they
on the East Coast.
They eat, well, all right, the,
Google fact that for me. Go ahead and look that up.
They beat them up.
I'll check that out. I think I've seen something like that, but I'm not sure. I don't want to jump into this conversation.
I 100% got that.
Go figure a black animal beating up white animals.
Black and white animal. That thing's confused as shit. What else is it supposed
to
do?
Yeah, he's all mixed up. He doesn't know what he wants to do.
Hey, do not get Randy started on the racism. He's already
Don't
right
get
here.
Me started. God damn it, I hate zebras.
Black whales matter. Black whales.
Randy said they don't matter. These are just black people. But we got to get it.
All right, Negative Mike. We love you, man.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Fucking guy.
I'm really not sorry. Goes
to Cali. Anywho, man. Well, that was nice.
I just got yelled at on my own show.
Yeah, that's true. He did kind of bitch you out a little bit, too.
Did.
He was talking about you showing up late and everything. That
yeah.
was great.
Talking about orcas.
Yeah. Anywho, man, I'm going to tell you what.
Mike's on a two show restriction.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's going to low-key listen and fucking cuss us all off of that. Today's show, we're broadcasting live from the Center State Production Studio. And today's show is also brought to you by www.peta.org. Meet PETA's rescue team. Order your free vegans kit today and join the 2016 Animal Liberation Team. PETA.org, where everything matters. You know there was more than 600 animals dead in 3 months in PetSmart suppliers?
Yep.
Boy, that is an epidemic.
It is.
Boy, I tell you.
Someone needs to get on it.
They really do, you know?
I'm not shopping at PetSmart anymore.
Me either. Killing lizards, son of bitches.
Look at it. See, look at orcas right there on the front page.
They better be. That's an issue.
It is a huge one.
Let me tell you one time. Fucking PETA, man. They care about the dumb shit.
That's
but you know what?
Dumb.
They get so much play because people have nothing else to give their fucking money to. That's just me talking right now. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's not dumb, man.
Why?
It's not dumb. Animal lives matter.
Animal lives matter. You're right. Animal lives do matter. to some people, not me. I don't give a shit if they die. Are you kidding me? More oxygen for me, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying, cousin?
They're part of the ecosystem.
In the zone, bro. Yeah, you're right. Man, let's dive into this Hillary versus Trump shit. Like I said
I really
to
don't
you,
care
this,
about
this, this is what Jarrell tells me. He says, man, it doesn't matter. I says it doesn't matter about the race because Hillary's got like 1,600 some odd delegates and she only needs 24. Bernie Sanders has only got 800 delegates. He's not going to beat her.
He is going to beat her. She did the same exact thing. Same thing happened when
she
ran
against Obama, blah, blah, blah. But we're going to just pretend like the same thing doesn't happen because we're going to feel like she learned from her mistakes. Donald Trump is the leading candidate from the Republican side. Ted Cruz, John Kasich, whatever his name is, Bernie Sanders, all those guys, fuck them. They're out, okay?
I'm voting for Donald Trump. I'll be 100% honest with you.
Okay. And why is that? Because he doesn't tend to give a shit about much. He just kind of shrugs off everything.
I'm going to tell you why.
He has this big campaign slogan, make America great again. And everybody's like, hell yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, someone gave that to him. He was like, oh, yeah. Good to me. Oh, yeah, this space right here. Oh.
Yeah.
Fucking God. He's not a politician, so it's kind of like
look at his fucking hair.
You know the hair. He's not a politician, and the thing about him is if he does some grimy shit, you're gonna know it's coming.
Right. Well, I don't know if you're gonna know it's coming.
No,
you're definitely gonna pull some grimy shit.
I'm just saying, but I would expect nothing less but
grimy shit from.
But
this
the thing
guy.
About a politician like Hillary Clinton,
right?
They're gonna sell you all these beautiful dreams.
Listen, man, Hillary, that's what she does. She's supposed to try to make everything pretty, especially her face.
She's a Democrat, but her role model is that lady from
Planned Parenthood. Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of her name right now. And she was like a known racist and was talking about how you can, if you want to control the minorities, use religion, you know, place black preachers in the, you know, like, right. And I mean, I'm just going off of what I've read and seen in videos and stuff like that. So,
right.
You know, hey, you guys out there love Hillary. Don't put your panties in the bunch. But
let's
I'm just saying,
see. Individual rights.
That's like you, your role model is goddamn, name the racist whitest guy you could ever meet. You
Negative Mike.
Nah, Mike loves everyone.
He really does. Hates everybody. He hates everybody. Okay. He would be positive, Mike, if he loved everybody.
Okay, he's
fucking
hard,
Samoan.
It's a hard exterior. They're the most kind, softest people on earth.
He's soft, that's for sure, but only in certain places. You get what I'm saying? Anyways, that was gay.
That was good.
Man, come on, let's go to this right here.
I'm trying to. I just asked you.
Name a racist white person.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's pretty damn good. Fucking, he hates
everyone.
Well, yeah. Were you asking me to fucking?
I'm talking about like a person that's...
The Grand Wizard of the KKK.
There you go, the Grand Wizard. There you go. That's like him endorsing black people with like, you know, low-key, like I'm gonna, you know, that's your role model, but you endorsing black people. Or you reaching out for the...
Things don't add up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of like, that's too iffy for me. And I could be completely wrong. I'm just speaking off, you know, I don't really get that deep into this.
I'm not going to vote. I made up my mind I'm not going to vote. Because Bernie Sanders isn't... You know, if I can't put him on the ballot, I'm not going to vote.
You can, bro. Why do you think you can't? First of all, he's going to be on the ballot.
You can vote now for him, yeah. But anyway,
to vote later for him.
Let's talk about this, man. Individual rights, 9. That's how much Hillary cares about it. What about Trump? 5. This dude doesn't give a shit about anything. Okay, let's look at the average numbers here. 5, 6, 4, 1 for Donald Trump. 9, 8, 8, 2. Those are like how much they care about the shit, okay? I know that doesn't make too much sense to you guys listening, but... domestic issues. She cares an 8 out of a scale from 1 to 10. She cares an 8. Donald Trump, he cares a 6. He's like, I don't give a shit what really goes on here. Anyways,
because more pressing issues than domestic issues.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the stuff that we can see they disagree or whatever. Abortion. Obviously, if she loves Planned Parenthood, Hillary Clinton's gonna endorse that shit. Strongly agrees with it. And then abortion is disagreed by your boy Trumpsicle. legally require hiring women and minorities. Hillary Clinton agrees. Your boy Donald Trump disagrees. comfortable with same-sex marriage. Strongly agrees is Hillary. Disagrees is your boy Trump. keep God in public sphere. Disagrees is Hillary. Strongly agrees is your boy Trump. Let's see. EPA regulations are too restrictive. Hillary Clinton strongly disagrees with that, and Donald Trump strongly agrees. Pretty much what we're getting down to is these two are polar opposites. They don't give a shit about what the other one says. They hate each other. I think that Hillary, I don't know, I think she's been more involved in politics and is probably more polished. She's definitely a prettier face to put in office, and she's got better fucking hair than this guy.
I don't care about none of that, bro.
I don't care about anything. I'm not going to fucking vote.
You should definitely vote.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's not like my fucking vote matters. I live in Florida. The Electoral College is going to flip my shit like a fucking brick out here.
Did you see that video posted on my Facebook?
No.
It was a guy that works for whoever, and he was saying, yeah, we can change the votes, basically, whoever they want. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you shared that, because I was talking about that last week, where they can't detect it if they,
right.
I
put it on my page.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was
talking about that last
week. 51 to whatever. 50.
Did you put that on the Rel and Randy Show page?
No, I didn't post it. I should have.
You need to put that
on
there.
It's on my Facebook page.
Yeah, so in a nutshell, people can go make these programs to steal votes, do all this and that, and then it's non-detectable by anybody because it's a program that just, like, demolishes what was and creates an entirely new thing in a matter of seconds, and nobody can tell.
The only way you can tell is if you hand jam it.
The only
way
you're
going to hand count every single vote.
Right.
That's the only way you'll know.
Which is what they did in the election with Al Gore and
Bush.
And they still, the Electoral College still gave it to Bush, even though the popular vote was for Al Gore. And we were the determining
factor
mm-hmm. in that election. Go figure. Fucking, we would have a nice, beautiful bit of air outside, beautiful planet if we would have fucking got Bush, or Gore, I mean, said Bush just fucking accused of hating black people and Kanye West and this and that, and yeah. Anywho.
We would seriously probably not have weapons right now. The Second Amendment would probably be completely...
You know, you gotta have people back you up with shit like that. There's so many people, you know, that would not support something like that. Like, too many strong American believing in the Constitution
this
people
I, this,
sitting
no,
in
no,
seats
this, but
that
this is the thing, though. This is what I told. This is what I told Tony one day. I said, "Man, look, this how to, this to me. This is my view on the Democratic Party. They're gonna give you a whole bunch of free shit. Hey, college free. We're gonna give you more money to work. Well, we're gonna give you more money when you're working. You get food stamps. You get. They even give you cell phones.
Right.
You get assisted living. Some people pay like $18 for rent a month, and that's like in some nice apartment complexes too. They only pay half of what the rent is really supposed to be because you got programs like HUD and all these other things like that.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? It's cool. I get it. But the thing is, though, what happens when someone becomes solely dependent on you? You can do whatever you want. Like, if you decide to tell them no one day that you're not going to give them something, they're going to be devastated. Or you could say, well, let's say they come to you and they say, I need this. And then you turn around and say, well, you have to do this for me. Or if I give you this, I'm going to take away this from you. And that's what happens, bro. That's exactly what happens. So if that's, then that's what I don't like about Democratic Party. Like, they always trying to, they don't want no one to work hard. Me, that's what I think. So given all this stuff like free education, it's not going to be free. I don't care how much they yell free education, it's not going to be free. Someone's going to pay. You know what I'm saying? Even those countries that have free education, free healthcare system, someone is paying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's in taxes. So when you hear, like, you see these countries where there's free healthcare, free, you know, free education, that's just coming out somebody check. It's coming out, so it's not free. Someone has to pay for it. So when you start yelling free, 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 it's bull crap. So
true.
I just feel like they're trying to give everything, you know, give you everything so they can take away your basic freedoms and stuff you don't, no one really thinks about or care about. You know, you got people that are hard down believe that no one needs weapons. Like, why do we need guns? You know, why? You know what I'm saying? People truly believe that.
Yeah.
But it's like, so when you start making a point of making a case that you don't need them, and so guess what happens? It slips them out of there. Oh, you know, we don't disarm citizens now. Now they're going to be like, okay, well, now you start yelling, oh, like privacy is an issue. That's one of the things that everybody yell about. privacy, privacy, privacy. And they were like, well, the rate of crime is going up. Let's say they take all your weapons away. Are they going to give you your privacy back? No.
Right.
They're not going to do that. You don't know how they're already taking. You let them do it. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, though, if you're going to go out and vote, just don't go in there and vote for the president. It's a whole bunch of other things on the ballots.
Right.
Just don't run in there and circle, bubble in or electronically, you know, vote and don't vote for the other things that are in there. So when you start having these little changes in your cities and retarded stuff start happening, it's probably because you didn't vote for those other things that's on the ballot.
City officials and all that other shit.
Yeah, that shit matters.
Yeah, because the lowest level matters.
The lower level stuff directly affects your community and stuff like that.
Yeah.
People don't pay no attention to that.
We need to go down there to City Hall and kind of get connected with some people and start giving some information out on the show. Have some people knowing some shit that they should know.
The Democratic Party.
Got about 3 minutes left, man.
Democratic Party, but they're too fucking sneaky for me.
Too sneaky?
Yeah, man. I just don't trust it.
I don't know, man. I don't trust anybody. It's kind of a problem I got. I don't know. Just saying.
I feel you.
I feel me. I feel myself sometimes, late nights.
I feel like the Republican Party is kind of like, yeah, we might not care about, you know what I'm saying, poor people, but at the same time, though, that's no excuse to not get where you want to be in life. Because even in this horrible economy, people are still making a way.
I don't see. It's so hard for me to know what to vote for, man. You just got to continue to do research, continue to find out what matters, kind of help yourself out. Go to www.isidewith.com, and it's a thing that helps you pick the candidate that's right for you on strong issues that you...
I get a pay raise if I vote for a Republican. If I not vote for them, if they get in office, I get a pay raise.
Yeah, I'll vote for a Republican just for that, bro.
Bush, nah, I mean, that's not the reason.
If it comes to Hillary and Trump, I'll vote for Trump. God, that's going to be horrible.
That's going to be, oh my God.
This is the Rel and Randy Show, 516-418-5758. Next time we're on air, give us a call. Broadcasting live from the Center State Production Studio, Lee Street. We in this bitch. Love each and every one of you guys who pay attention to the show. What is it? Wednesday, we're going to have a fuck. Listen, Wednesday, we're going to have a great show.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We're going to be 100% on point, on time, everything like that.
Just keep going at it now.
We're going to have a good-ass time on Wednesday. Make sure you guys are here. We want to start doing some more things. We're going to get back into the trivia.
Yeah.
I think we're also going to have Weatherman Joe in studio, as well as Clay Diaz. He might be in here. And look out Friday for an artist interview. Other than that, you got anything, man?
No, man, I'm good. I apologize, everybody, for being late today. I'm lying. I don't apologize. I take that back. Because I really don't feel bad about it.
I don't give a shit about me. I'm just in here fucking hanging out, doing everything, trying to fucking...
You spend time with your granny.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Come on, man. I love my grandmother.
That's what I'm saying. That's awesome that she was in here. I wish my granny would come in here.
Well, she's invited. She's invited. I guarantee she'll get here on time.
She probably would.
All right, guys. Hey, listen, for anybody in the surrounding areas and whoever can get here in time, Mike, got a party this weekend. 26.
Oh, yes. I forgot all about that.
Make sure you guys are here. Be there. Be square. Until Wednesday, we'll just leave you guys with some Miranda Lambert, Gunpowder and Lead.
That's a good song.
Cowboy Crazy, Season 2, Episode 2. Guys, hope you have fun. We're out of here. Rel and Randy Show. Check us on Wednesday.
Under my feet, nothing on this wide rock but a little old me. I got 2 miles till he makes bend, and if I'm right, we're headed straight for him.